Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at the Gaslight on the Hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Check it out at GaslightSTL.com for a full listing of upcoming events and book yourself a tour. Come over and check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and they all happen to share a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come over and get some tacos, some cold drinks, watch one of your favorite bands record in the studio, and just have a great time. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram while you're at it. Like I said, full listing of events, GaslightSTL.com. Also wanted to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location. They just moved over to Washington Avenue, right over there next to KDHX. So come visit the new location, new records every Friday, live in stores, a lot on the weekends. You can follow them also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Jeremy, I play the bass guitar.
Dustin, I play guitar.
Eric, I play guitar, not as good as Dustin.
My name's Wiley. I'm better than everybody in the band because I'm the singer.
Kevin, I play the drums.
Disease.
We are
for
the
city.
And you are listening
to
Rock Paper
Podcast.
You just robbed it from Dustin.
Fuck you, Dustin.
Oh.
How can I
Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out tonight with the guys of For the City. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey.
You're just get really disappointed with yourself. Just out of nowhere.
Every
just
day.
Happened to me. Just happened to me.
Wiley's daily routine.
I just regret everything in my life.
The name of our new song is going to be Vore. Just so you guys know.
Hardcore or softball?
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Anyway.
We'll
you will. You're going to take it real, real hard.
But yeah, no, I thought this would be fun to get together, hang out, get to know you guys a little better, talk about the band, talk about some shows and tunes. And
now you wish you didn't.
Yeah.
Second guessing that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, at least you got some light video research to do once you get
right.
home.
We play music around here.
Yeah. So you guys, a few months now, something. You guys been an official band,
since
right?
Me?
Yeah.
Well,
since I joined, anyway.
Yeah.
That's when it was official, because it officially gave me a boner.
I think our official launch was in, like, June or July.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got here the end of May.
Yeah.
Well, first of May. But then
Dustin, Eric, and myself have been here since January.
That's right.
Well,
we're coming up on a one-year anniversary.
Look at that.
Oh,
yeah.
It always takes a little bit of Wiley to get shit done, though, right?
Damn.
I'm out of the band.
It's been nice knowing you.
I did it for you guys. Don't worry.
He really wanted to be for the Wiley.
Yeah, I mean, he did it for the city. That's
yeah.
What he did.
Yeah. So nothing's golden. I love watching Eric when I talk. He just, he's so disappointed.
He's like, I'm going to the pub. Like, guys.
Anyway, yes, we got everything kicked off, I guess, in June. We played our first show in October. Yeah, we did an acoustic show.
At Pops.
Yep. Then we played a real show at Pops. And then we jumped on the Isabella CD release, and that's what we've done so far.
Yeah.
Been writing a lot.
Yeah. We got two songs out there right now,
mm-hmm.
available for purchase and listening and all that. That's Nothing Golden and Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Currently available on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon and all your
Google, everywhere. It's everywhere.
Digital resources. So
you can illegally download it anywhere, really.
Yeah, we recommend LimeWire, but I'm just
FrostWire, bro.
FrostWire.
Yeah. What was
Kazaa.
Bearshare.
If you want computer aids,
that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, man, those were the good old days.
But yeah, we got the songs out there. We recorded those with Dan Marsala, Mr. Story of the Year.
I love when you call him that.
Went out to his crib.
His multi-million-dollar mansion.
Yeah, he introduced us to this delicious beverage called Busch.
It was weird.
I think that's how it's pronounced. Is it Busch?
Busch.
It's the original German, so it's Busch.
That C in the middle there just gets me every time. It was weird driving through Dan's gated entrance and then to walk through the big M in the middle.
Yeah.
Mr.
Story of the Year. Mr. Story of the Year. We recorded with him, did two songs, and we're going to actually, they're actually doing the new Story of the Year album right now, and then we're going back and recording three more, maybe even more songs.
I think you should prioritize better. Like, we should get our songs done first.
We're going to record on this, jet.
Yeah.
So,
in the air.
We're going to record in his Kia Sophia. Is that a car? Did I just make that up?
No, that's a real car.
Okay.
Kia Sophia.
I
don't think they make it anymore, but...
Isn't Sophia like the little girl that got killed on Walking Dead?
Spoilers!
Now you have to put spoiler alert on it. Jesus.
Damn right. For the City bastards.
I think what the first word we
P.S.
would have to say for work.
P.S. Darth Vader dies.
He actually was the father.
And we digress.
Yeah.
I just
that's a conversation for a different day.
Turns out Jon Snow was Darth Vader the whole time.
I fucking knew it, dude.
I've been in my head since you said that. I've been going through the Dan Marzella Cribs episode. Having you guys, hey, come on in my crib, and then all like this is
Well, what's funny?
And there it was.
This is a 100% true story. You go into Dan's house, into his basement where he's got his studio set up, and you know I poop a lot, you know, like a gentleman should. I was like, "Where's the bathroom?" He's like, "It's right there."
Through that door.
So I went in this little door and I sat down and started pooping.
Like you do.
I looked to my right.
Story gets better.
There's both of their gold records right next to me while I'm pooping. I'm like, "Oh, this is nice reading material.
That's great placement.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to take a shit. Look at some gold records.
You know, you're not feeling your vocal tics, man. You just go in the bathroom for a little motivation.
Yeah.
This could be me.
Yeah.
But, it was fun recording with him. We liked it so much, we're going to do more.
It was a good experience.
Yeah. He didn't hate us, like most people do, so that was
great. Sure. Yeah,
that was like, you were already realizing these are terrible human beings, why the fuck am I here? So, you know, vor porn and, you know, poop talk later. You know,
yeah.
So.
Check that off the list.
Yeah. We learned something today.
The only difficult part about recording with Dan is that you have to feed him every 3 minutes.
Yeah, you get sustenance for like every...
See, there's the gold record, and then underneath it, he's got the Live in the Loop DVD. Live in the DVD, and there's the toilet paper. I mean, you're just ready to go.
Yeah. But, he needs Quick Trip like every 30 to 45 minutes. So.
Yeah, we...
Don't get him wet either.
We spent like 4 or 5 days total doing stuff. We probably would have been done in like, I don't know, 6 hours if we didn't have to go to Quick Trip every 14 minutes, you know?
And you wouldn't think. I mean, he looks like a pretty skinny guy, but he takes that belt off. It's that studded belt he still wears, man. As soon as it comes off, yeah.
That gets my thing out. My thing does that.
Yeah.
He works at Ferguson's. Something.
What? What the fuck is that?
Oh god.
We love what we're doing right now. We have some pretty cool we actually, one thing that I like about this band is like we go into the studio and it was pretty, like, usually I go into the studio and I literally just dream about murdering people. I'm not making jokes. I literally envision myself slitting people's heads off. Cutting people's heads off. But when I recorded with this band, like, I was like, I only want to kill people a little bit. So it was a great experience. Kevin lived, so that was cool. We became together really well in the studio. Like, we got through everything really quickly. I'm used to recording and taking like
forever. It was nice and smooth, easy all the way like through, and it just helps having, I guess, all you assholes that have already like played for so long. Really helps. It really does.
Right.
It's nice.
Except Bird played an A.
I didn't play the A.
Fucking. Hey, that's an E. Nah. I play an A.
D.
Or D.
Yeah.
I'll give you the D.
Later.
But
I want the E though.
But, you know.
Jerk.
We got the two songs out. I mean. You like them?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Did you lie to me?
Yeah.
That's the first time he's ever used that one.
Yep.
He's like, it's not even worth it.
All right.
I hate the songs.
You know, nothing golden's about how much I hate McDonald's French fries.
No golden.
Nothing was golden.
Almost.
It's actually Nothing is Gold Dan. I wrote the song about Dan while I was in the studio. Yeah. Dan kept talking to me about his golden records, and I was like, nothing is gold, Dan.
He's like,
gold.
No, go in the bathroom.
Excuse you.
But, yeah, I don't know. We're a band. That's neat.
Yeah. You guys, so you're talking about going back over there to do a couple more, and then is that you guys going to do like a EP, or are you guys hoping to do a full length? Or?
Yeah, I haven't talked to them, you know, because this band is, it's actually Wiley in the Cities, or the Four Cities, but I haven't talked to them about this yet, but the goal is to, the already decided goal is to go back and record 3 or 4 more songs and put it all together and release it as an EP and hopefully get a show out.
I'm in favor of that one.
I figure you guys would.
Wiley comes up with grand plans when we don't know about them until we're doing like an interview or something.
Right.
Or, like,
or until like the day of.
Hey, the last show worked out pretty fucking well. You're welcome.
Rick.
Thank you.
Jerry, why are you at the show? I didn't know we had one.
Oh, my bad.
Get here now. You're out of the fucking band.
I've been trying so hard, but yet I just so happen to show up all the fucking time.
I keep trying and I just keep showing up.
I'll just be sitting there in my living room. I blink my eyes, all of a sudden I'm in practice.
Wow.
This is great.
We're fucking stupid, so.
Yeah, this is,
we're not real people.
This is everyday life for us, so.
Right.
It's terrible.
Well, you probably got all you need, so.
Shortest rock paper podcast ever.
You just be like, it's just like all talking, and then just you hear like the record scratch. Like, he's like, and it's just him. He's like, guys, I'm so sorry for putting you through this. We're the worst human beings on the planet.
I honestly only just posted this
never,
of sponsors.
Never go, never ever go see them live. Never ever listen to their shitty band. Nothing is golden at all.
And Goldan is not funny. Idiots.
It's been played out. We get it.
Man.
Seriously, though, what Bert said earlier, like, about coming in the studio and, like, working with, like, people who have been in bands for a while. It's like, I know with Dustin and I, the bands that we've been in, they've always been guys from high school. That, like, that was their first band. So it's like, it's different working with different musicians now that have, I mean, Eric's like 83. He's been in every band that's
he's
ever existed.
He's band
dad. I'm a day away from Social Security.
Do you remember Wound?
Wound?
I mean Wound.
Yes.
I mean Wound.
It's spelled the same.
That was a fun band.
He gets
band.
So worked up and then...
He's all wound.
Wound.
No, back in the day, he was in a band called Wound with Andy East. Andy East from Kill Me, Kill You.
Galen McGran from Cora Vero.
Yeah. They were this band, Wound. And that's actually how I met Eric years ago. I was just a Southern Illinois
95.
Kid. I was in this band
from Inimical Drive.
Used to hang out. I was in a band called Orinic, and we would come
there
up here.
Was.
What?
And we come up here and play with these guys, and I got my ass beat with a wiffle ball bat, and we became friends, and it's just been
hard mix ever since.
Inimical Drive, Inimical Drive Wound, and part of my band. Just beating the holy living bejesus out of each other.
We would occasionally drink, you know, we get into the wine coolers, you know, with Bartles and Janes. You get probably too young for Bartles and Janes, wine coolers and stuff.
You're not that much older than me, they're fucking grapes.
So we'd have two, maybe
just
because
you're twice my age doesn't mean
and
shit.
And then we just knock the shit out of each other with wiffle ball bats. I'm sorry, can I curse on your pocket?
Yeah. Dude, this is not sanctioned by the FCC.
All right.
You're going to ask that now?
It's going up. Going straight to Pornhub, guys. All right.
I'm bored, man.
Can you edit this, though, and put the beeps in?
If you want.
Yes,
no, don't do that.
Great.
Don't do that. Fuck that.
Let's beep that.
But, like, it is cool.
We censor ourselves by saying beep.
It is really cool because, like, I've been with the Inimical dudes for fucking 15 years. I don't know. When was 2012? Or 2002? 14 years ago. So I've been hanging out with those guys, yeah. Since back then, because I'm fucking old, and that's how I met him.
I was 10.
Yeah, you were just a little guy.
Celebrating my birthday.
And then,
hockey thing came.
I ended up being in From Skies of Fire before I left, and that's where I met these guys, Dustin and Kevin. What was your name?
Between the Rivers.
What was that awesome name I just gave you? I forgot already.
McSlurp.
Okay. Why doesn't McDonald's
Dick's
come
slurp.
Out with the McSlurp?
Dick's McSlurp.
I thought there's slurps. Makes a glock of slurps.
Oh
fucking
my
dicks
God.
In your mouth. I don't know what he said.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's actually a pretty cool little history of like how everybody came together and they've all kind of been around the scene and stuff together. But I don't know. I fucking hate being this man. I wish they'd kick me out already.
It's just really weird how it's all just been one huge like thing. Like,
I kind of stopped being so good.
You can always like hook up like somebody and into like something.
We all met on Grindr.
It's insane.
Well, actually, I mean, Kevin Bacon was in my first movie, and that's how we're all connected.
The first time we met Eric was when he showed up for band practice.
Yeah.
In my basement.
Oh, yeah,
hey, I'm Eric. I'm loading in my shit into your house.
Okay, I guess Eric's in the band.
Yeah, great. Good to meet Eric.
It turns out after the fact that I came in a little hot with these guys. I'm like, hey, guys, here's the song that we're going to play. And they're like, who the fuck are you?
This guy.
But, yeah. It seems to be working.
Well, I mean, no.
Define working.
Yeah.
No, actually, like, all jokes aside, I fucking hate every person in this fucking band. I fucking hate it so much.
Hurtful.
And then I made a real stupid mistake and I let this dipshit McNasty over here fucking move into my house.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, McNasty.
Like, every day I kind of hope my dogs ate him.
I would not listen to this.
Hope my dogs ate him.
No, but seriously, this band's It's subpar. It's good.
Right.
Every time you say "but seriously," like it keeps getting a little bit better. Seriously, seriously, I hate everyone. But seriously, it's okay.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's the best thing that's ever happened to America.
No, no, I'll never say that.
Sounds a bit stock.
Sounds stock in my ears.
Yeah.
But anyway,
and you probably should lead us and keep us on track.
Yeah,
well,
please.
You're
the only
adult.
We don't know what to do.
You can come see these guys on January 6th at the Heavy Anchor. With Inner Outlines and a couple more to be announced.
Yeah, we got a couple to be announced. Hopefully they'll be announced tomorrow and we'll like to get the final final thing put together. But Heavy Anchor,
yeah.
If you guys have never been there, it's a really good dive bar.
It's less than 3 weeks away.
Yeah, one of my really close friends owns and runs the bar. Well, two of them, they're married now. Well, they've been married for a while.
Yeah, for
I just moved away for a while.
Good.
Hey, the world revolves around me, and if I wasn't fucking here for
it didn't fucking happen.
All right?
God. Yeah, while you were in California, I just stood and stared at a wall for 3 years.
I seriously thought you were still with the same girl you were with before I fucking moved away. When all of a sudden you're like, this is Ashley. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Your girlfriend's going to be pissed, dude.
She's going to be mad as hell.
It's like, even though I have Facebook and have full, you know, cognizance of what's going on, I'm just like, that didn't happen. Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck you.
Hi, Jody and Josh. Thank you for having the Heavy Anchor.
Yeah, Heavy Anchor.
Thank you for owning.
Yeah, Heavy Anchors are pretty badass. The only pulling out?
Never pull out.
Drawback.
I don't know anything about it. My pull-out game, as you know, is pretty weak.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Two kids on the belt.
Two of them,
A.K.A. Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan and Jen.
Yay!
Shout out to my boys.
Yeah.
Eric gave birth to a Mickey boy.
Jack the Jackhammer.
Yeah, so to kind of dive back into my point, using your little...
your dive hammer. Using your kids to his advantage.
Your kids, they can't go because it's 21 and up.
Yeah, they are 21. Not 21 months either, you sick fucks.
So 21 years old of age and older, you can get into a really sweet rock show. I think it's like a 200 maybe cap place, so we wanted to do it there because really good friends are on the place and it's going to be...
intimate and just...
I want a sweaty rock show with a bunch of friends, band friends,
yeah,
like a bunch of friends hanging out.
Plus, when 20 people
get drunk. Yeah, I mean, shit.
And we'll
claim 200. You know, it'll be like there's only.
They always have. Awesome,
they should announce attendance as like count tonight's
drink
attendance
deals
is.
And stuff too. There always so you can get
for the city
hammers there for super super cheap. So
I've been to a lot of shows there. Mostly like been a lot of comedy, but I did go to one there and saw some guys called Fivefold.
Oh yeah.
And
shit, dude, was that back way back in the day?
This was quite a while back.
That was my show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. They only played there once and it was my show.
Yeah. And then but I recall they played a song called
Dustin. Sorry.
They played a song at the time the working title was called No, I believe, which wound up being the Darker Side of Me on the new record.
Sure.
And is a badass song. It's a lot
that's
of fun.
Sweet song.
Yeah, I like it. But anyway, yeah. So I do have some good memories of hanging out at the Heavy Anchor myself. It's a great spot in town.
It's came a long way too. Like it's been. I remember hell. We were there when it was actually open. When there was not shit in that bar.
Well,
you know?
I mean, we were going in there before it ever opened because we were
there
kinda,
was
like,
nothing.
Trying to help them out and they were putting them together. But it's a cool ass place. And Jody,
love those two.
Jody and Josh are two of my really good friends. So, I mean, I seriously, anybody, bands, I know a lot of bands listen to your podcast. You guys seriously hit those guys up and book shows there. They support local scenes and they let you kind of run your show. You know, they're not picky, they kind of let you do your thing. And, you know, lately, something I've been seeing, a lot of bands are getting back to trying to pack the little venues again, and I love that.
Yeah.
You know, to get, I guess actually I'm getting serious and not being a total piece of shit asshole right now.
Go for it.
You know,
seriously, I fucking hate a lot.
I was gone for 3 years where I was living, it was just terrible. Like, there was no local scene, and whenever there was a local scene, it was terrible. Like, nobody came, nobody cared. Like, the local bands, like, would avoid each other. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I, you know, San Francisco, San Jose, Sacramento, like, Oakland, I went to try to go to local shows and get into the scenes in all those cities, and I couldn't get anything. It was terrible. Fuck you, California.
listen to Ford the City song, yeah. Nothing Golden. About McDonald's.
But, you know, I get back out here, and I still see that, like, the scene is still alive and it's still good, because a lot of people out here bitch about the music scene and they don't realize how good they have it. It's amazing. And still it's not as big as it was, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, but it's still fucking incredible out here that you can go out and, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even Sundays, and you can go to a local show with 50, 60, 70, 100, 200, 300 people, you know, a 50-person rock show, that's still fun, man.
Sure.
Especially when you got a bunch of friends together. So that's really what I'm trying to drive right now with this Heavy Anchor show. Hopefully you get some attention back to some of the smaller venues as well. You know, with Delmar Hall going up, you know, a lot of people are going to, that's going to take a lot of, you know, other smaller venues heat away. So
yeah.
I want people to find some of these other little gyms that are out there and, have some rock shows and get sweaty together.
And you actually have to actually head out there and do it, man. Just don't sit at home and, you know, like, wait. Just, like, go out and have some fucking fun, man.
Yeah. And, I mean...
help us do it.
And I love Pops. I'm a huge Pops fan. I think Rich Donald's, like, one of the coolest people out there.
What?
Dustin works for him. But
Dustin can't speak during the segment.
Yeah, but I really love Pops. And, you know, I love playing shows there, but... You know, I want to try to bring back a lot of attention to that place, too. I know Dustin's been booking a lot of stuff there. He works with them now, booking shows. And it's still good to have another place, a couple of the little venues outside of just Pops or just the bigger venues that, you know, you can put together these things and get a bunch of friends together, get hammered and play music and introduce some people to what's going on. So.
Sure. Yeah, we just saw you guys there, but we did that... Halloween show with Skyburn White and New Lingo and
Wiley War Pajamas.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like, that was basically the whole thing behind that was like just pack it full of a bunch of friends and have all the bands are all friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was just a lot of fun to have a kind of show like that where you can just hang out with your buddies all night. And
well, and that's what getting back to being in a band with some different people. But like the two shows we have played have been fucking awesome shows, not just like. As far as, like, the bands, yes, but, like, just it's the most, I guess, like, in a band, like, that I felt being, I don't know, like, the first show we played with, who was on the show, City of Parks.
Monsters Manhattan.
Yeah, just guys that we were friends with and, you know, hanging out before the show. Like, I never did shit like that when we were in Between the Rivers. Like, we would show up, play, and well, we were younger, but,
yeah.
I mean, now, you know, and then the next show was with Isabella and... My Legacy, My Ghost. It just guys that, you know, we're friends with, and it was just a cool atmosphere and cool to just kind of hang out and play shows with people that you're, that not bands that you like, but just guys you're friends with, and it's not like a competition, and nobody's there for fucking egos and shit. It's just like, let's all get together and just play a badass show and fucking
just
have
some
fun.
Exactly. All the way through it.
I want every show to be like that. I want every show to be just sweaty
men.
Sweaty men and dude hangs.
Glistening. Just glistening men. Thick, glistening men.
Yes.
Thick bodies, hard bodies. You know. You know. We just want to see the sweat just glisten.
The romances are natural. And the air is thick.
You know, it's just this thickness. You know. And if things escalate, you fuck a guy in the ass. Who cares, man?
This show, January 6th, official name should be Thick Fest. You guys like it?
Thick men only.
Thick Fest. It's hard to say. Thick Fest. Thick Fest.
I can't say that. Glistening Fest is pretty good.
I mean, I want some glistening men sweating together. Some beards.
And if you want some glistening men, go to a fucking local show every once in a while. You'll get it, man. You'll get it.
Oh, and we should probably play songs, too.
Yeah, I mean, we might.
We'll get that.
I mean, I'm going to play some flute.
If it comes
some
up.
Skin flute?
Why does it mean skin flute?
Man, we really...
He knows the hard on.
That's all I got in the band. But seriously, I fucking hate those guys.
But no, it's going to be it's going to be a really good show. It's going to be a lot of fun. If the bands, the two TBAs that I have confirm, it's going to be a fucking good rock show.
Yeah.
And I will be absolutely hammered. Because we're going to try to headline it.
Rock music! And come out and talk to us,
too. We'll play last, which, you know, that means we'll probably hit the stage around 11 or something, and I'll be fucking drunk. So
talk to us before.
And if anybody's ever seen me in a band on stage before, I just, like, go off into, like, basically stand-up comedy, because I get awkward.
It's not good stand-up comedy.
No, it's not good. But, I mean, I talk about Dustin's butt and his mom. And I don't know, like... That's a real thing.
Hi, Dustin's mom.
She's not going to listen to this.
big fan of the Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be $5. We'll get you in that night, January 6th. Heavy Anchor. Come on out. Those boys in our outlines, they're a lot of fun, too. They're
I love that EP.
Good buddies.
Yeah. I love that EP they put out. We were listening to it earlier before because, you know, fucking Jack with fucking Nasty Balls over here was fucking hour and a half.
Jack with Slark Dick. Yeah, it was 40.
Jesus. Anyway.
Yeah.
We listened to that EP again. I love that band. I'm so excited to play a show with those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a lot of fun, man. I saw those guys probably, I guess the last time I saw them was that dual CD release party they did with Discrepancies, mm-hmm. which was a great night. They sounded great. They had a lot of fun out there on stage, too. You could just see them smiling and, yeah. and rocking and having living it up. So it was, they're a lot of fun. Come check out their EP. It's Not Safe Here. Also available.
It's not
everywhere.
It's not safe here. Actually, that's the name of the show. It's not safe here.
It's not safe.
In reference to your butthole.
It's not safe here.
It's not.
Because it's not.
So you guys tell me you were working on an official music video maybe in the works.
Yeah, it's basically. It's going to be nothing but Dustin in a shower. Showering?
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
But it's going to be like slow motion. Like, you know, like the Rock videos, like in the rain and stuff. But it's going to be him in the shower. And just, like, watch me hitting his head. And just drizzling down.
The look on his face as you are describing this. He just looks so disappointed.
A lot of, like, billowing sheets and, like, candles.
Yeah.
And,
like, glistening.
Yeah. Can we, like, somehow work in, like, a... Can we work in like a bald eagle in there too to land on my shoulder?
Well, I mean, that.
You're not the Old Spice guy. You can't fucking make that shit.
We're gonna rent a sweet IROC, and then Kevin's gonna do this dance on the hood of the IROC and stuff.
Uh-huh. I thought it'd be a good idea to like do a music video where like it looks like we're in a porno, like you don't really see what we're banging. You don't really see what
we're... It's one of these ideas he comes
like,
up with.
You just see like, you know, it's just like, you know, they can't see this obviously, but you know. Like, and then at the end of the video, it finally like releases and shows what we're really doing. We're really just like playing a really intense game of fucking checkers or something. Like,
I don't know why that's weird.
You don't play checkers.
Like, we've been talking about the video actually like for a while now, and
yeah, but the whole time it looks like we're fucking something.
It just keeps on.
And then when we finally zoom out at the end of the video, we're actually just fucking
Monopoly
or checkers or fucking we're actually
Twister.
You know. Petting children.
Whoa!
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 That? You thought you
were wow.
Turns out we're having kids.
Jesus Christ.
So before we end up on that kind of registry, January 6th is a heavy
day. That's what we need less.
Petting children.
Dustin is of age when we record him in the shower.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Anyway.
God.
Yeah.
No, we've been talking about the video for a while, and actually, I was at work one day, and I didn't, like, look at my phone for a while, and then I look up, and it's, like, 28, like, fucking text messages, so I jump in, and like, Wiley's fucking talking about fucking anything that he can to anyone that'll fucking listen. And then, out of nowhere, we started going, like, back and forth on a fucking, like, video. And we just kept going, like, back and forth. And it just kept getting, like, worse and worse and worse. And then we decided on one thing.
Every idea is terrible.
I'm going to be completely honest. When he talks, I stop listening. And that's exactly what... I'm not kidding for once. Like, what was he talking about? I missed it entirely.
You're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast later to figure out what he said.
Hey, Shane, where can you check out this podcast?
Hey, Shane, where...
I was talking about the video, how it came up.
Oh, our actual idea for a video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be real awesome.
Yep.
What I'll say is we're going to try to visit as many cool St. Louis sites as possible in it.
I want there to be as many cameos from other local bands.
Well, that's absolutely something that I've already... Well, I mean, I know that there's 10 people that are just all in to, like... throw everything they can at to make it happen. Like, we're talking bars, venues, places that go, like, owners are just like, do it, let's do it, this will be cool as hell.
Yeah.
But,
what song?
Oh, it's going to be Exhale. Well, unless, you know, maybe recording another song, but the idea...
It's going to be an Exhale unless it's Nothing Golden.
I think we should do a video for every song on the EP, but it's just like one continuous thing.
Yeah.
This whole storyline that we have, it's mm-hmm. just the whole EP.
Yeah, you know, like right where that video ends, like where you finally get it and you go to play, you know?
Yeah.
And then he fucking realizes that he lost a stick, and then we go back through with another
that's the next EP.
Yeah, essentially, the whole thing just devolves into it's an excuse for us to videotape ourselves bar hopping.
And yeah, pretty much.
Essentially,
yeah. We're just looking for reasons to get drunk.
Which we don't really need them, we just do it anyway. But
well, we might as well have fun and, you know, pull some other people into our fucking shenanigans.
Absolutely.
Our tomfoolery.
Joel's gonna bring the wiffle ball bats.
Yeah. That should be a video, just me getting the shit kicked out of me with wiffle ball bats. I'm in.
Hashtag fuck Wiley.
Yeah. Hashtag fuck Wiley.
Let's get that trending worldwide. And
yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
Well, so that'd be cool. Do we have, any idea on a release at all, or is that our...
It's all up to fucking Douche McWhistleball over here.
Gobbledick!
Alright, guys, we know Dustin does video work for Visionary Media as well, right?
Oh, nice name drop, you fucking cunt with your ball sack.
Visionary.com/We Are Visionary Media. WeAreVisionaryMedia.com.
All the things.
Who else do you work for? You just throw it in there.
Sprint.
My wireless lifestyle.
There's no official release date. It's just whenever we have more.
To answer your original question,
there will be a video.
No.
get it when you get it.
Right.
But we like. I seriously think we have planned every scene. We've planned too many scenes for this video, and it's going to be.
It's going to be a director's cut.
Yeah. Well, there has to be. It's.
Why is the video for XL 18 minutes long?
Just keep playing the song over and over.
But
obviously, we have to goof around and fuck around, so that'll be absolutely what the video is. But we're gonna try to visit as many St. Louis, popular St. Louis places as possible in the video. So
yeah, very cool.
There will be a scene at the zoo. Don't worry. Don't worry. Our first ever show we were supposed to schedule, we had to not do it because. Fucking, he had to go to the zoo. He's like, God, he literally told us in practice, guys, I can't. We're like, why? He's like, I have to go to the zoo. And we're all like, are you fucking serious right now?
I don't think that's how we're
here. And what was so terrible was he was very fucking serious.
Yeah. He was like, there was no guys, it's my anniversary with my girlfriend and
I've already planned
zoo.
This shit.
I'm sleeping with the fucking sea lions.
Guys, we didn't just go to the zoo. We slept at the zoo under the sea lions. I went to bed with a sea lion staring at me. You only get that experience
don't you
once
dare
in a
call
lifetime.
Ashley
or move to a fucking ocean state and just sleep on the beach.
Well, yeah, and then get murdered by sea lions.
Probably.
Those sea lions are behind glass.
You didn't hear what Burton said.
Yeah, they're free and they're not
that's
fucking
fine.
SeaWorld
doesn't mean
say it again.
No.
You have to listen to the podcast.
I'll hear it on the podcast. Guys, I had a great time at the zoo and we had a great first show. Let's just move.
Would have
past
had a better first show.
Would have been a better
anyway,
show.
fuck him. He's not important.
As in Dustin.
Like we really need Eric in the band because he's the good one. So.
He's the good guitar player. I'm just there. I just take up space.
Just take up shred like Master Dad. Over
we just
here.
Complimented you right. Fucking ungrateful piece of fucking sweat. Fucking die. I'm over you.
Converse.
Come back to life, please. I love you.
I'm over you.
I need you to leave.
Yeah, where were we?
I have no idea. I quit listening a long time.
to answer your original question, no.
No.
Yeah. Well, so we've got the tunes again. Get out there and check them out. They're currently available, and you guys are on the Facebook and
Instagrams, iTunes,
all those.
Pornhub.
I actually did make us a Tinder account. I used it for like a day or two, and I was only getting like dudes, and so I was like,
"Dudes,
that's all you need."
I know.
Oh.
But it's like you want girls to come to the show, so then they bring their boyfriends. It's double.
Yeah, then you steal their boyfriends.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you? Yeah, we're not on Tinder anymore. Yeah. We are on Grindr.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not giving that up.
Check out our Black People Meat profile.
Yeah. ChristianMingle.com.
Farmers only.
Right.
All hey, the fun thought.
Fuck, damn
it. What the fuck is wrong?
I quit. But seriously,
yeah, this one will never see the light of day. He's gonna have to come back.
He's like, oh, guys, what do you know? I deleted it.
Oops. Oh my god.
So Christmas is coming up. You guys have any holiday plans? Any traditions?
Me and Wiley used to have one when we were out there in hell,
California.
Yeah. And we're going to try to have all of that going on.
Yeah, so our tradition is essentially we lock his girlfriend in the closet
and just leave her there.
Perfect. And then we go celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, we get real drunk. And then
until
we,
she stops screaming. And then we, yeah.
Then, no, I'll stop stabbing when you quit screaming. But what my favorite thing is to do, like, and Burton has just got the cutest hair. I mean, look at Burton. He's got the cutest hair. What I like to do is I like to be the big spoon. And, like, while, you know, Brittany's crying in the closet, I just like to rub his hair and kiss the back of his neck right here. He loves it. He just squirms. And then I tell him Merry Christmas, and then we watch
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Have to watch Die Hard.
Carl Winslow.
But literally, our Christmas plans. Bert and I work retail, so we're fucked. You know, like just fucked with a roll of fucking quarters.
Fuck you, donut.
But Eric's a lawyer. That's cool.
That's he'll get you out. Lawyers on Christmas.
That's a non sequitur, but that's not an incorrect statement. Yeah.
I mean, he'll get you out.
Yes, I practice law.
Pretty much, what this has done for me is just, I just punch people in the face now. I'm just, hey, I don't have to pay you.
Right.
We're a band together. You need me.
What are you doing, zoo?
Zoo. Yeah. What am I doing on Christmas?
Yeah.
Zoo?
How you doing?
I don't know. Just doing Christmas things.
You guys did dress up in your Christmas sweaters for the podcast.
Totally by accident.
Because we knew that you'd see it. So, that's why we wore them.
Yeah, we wore our special outfit for our audio interview. Yeah.
My mom used to always tell me as a kid that I had a face for radio.
And so then you started doing radio.
And I worked radio for 7 years, yeah. You're absolutely correct. Fucking face the hell out of that radio.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
On Christmas.
Probably,
it's gotta be fucking getting on that Pornhub and hitting up some lore porn.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'm at.
I really don't believe that at all.
Oh, I think we're actually probably gonna be pretty laid back this year, and I think we're actually gonna go see the new Denzel movie.
There you go,
Denzel.
Yeah,
peaked it.
Yeah,
I love me some Denzel.
Yeah, I think Called Fences.
Yeah,
yeah, looks pretty good. So
not Rogue One, huh?
No, I haven't watched the other one, so I figured it'd probably. Not good to start with Rogue One.
I mean, really, it's probably one of the best ones to start with if you're going to go in. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to go down that fucking road right now.
My boy is way, way. Like, every Christmas present this year is Star Wars.
Right.
So, of course, I've got Empire factors large into my Christmas day. Return of the Jedi factors large into my Christmas day.
Which I think...
Force Awakens. Oh, there's the Kylo Ren, and there's the Darth Vader.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we could differentiate between... Because he's two, so we differentiate between Empire and Jedi when Luke Skywalker has the blue lightsaber versus Luke Skywalker has the green lightsaber. I know which movie.
That's fucking parenting done right, goddammit. Unlike Dustin's parents, how many have you seen?
How many Star Wars?
I need an answer.
It's terrible.
Wow.
Worst thing to happen to America.
Well, we've lost all 10 of our fans.
Eric, back to what you just said. You probably shouldn't. Your kid's gonna hear this on the podcast. He's gonna know what you got him for Christmas.
I think I'll take that risk. It's all right.
He's gonna know there's no Santa Claus.
He's like, Dad, yeah,
Kevin.
Hey, nobody said anything about Santa Claus. All right,
Kevin Santa.
He about fucked you up, doesn't he?
That's all my shirt.
What are you doing on Christmas, Kevin?
Fuck it.
All right, so what's the next question?
We're all gonna probably. I guarantee I know what I'm doing on Christmas. Like, you're going home.
Yep.
So I'll probably just be sitting at home alone, getting fucking wasted. And
I've kind of picked up on a trend here. I don't know.
I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah,
I'm not. but I work retail, so it's literally the best thing about Christmas and Thanksgiving when you work retail
is it drinking.
No, is that that's the one fucking day you will not get a call.
Yeah.
Those are
hopefully. Hazel, 2013.
Where's your fucking head off, dude? Shut up.
What year are we?
So yeah, no, like I'm gonna get drunk. I'm probably gonna play guitar and cry.
Oh, that sounds like a Christmas to me.
Daily routine.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Sounds like the shitter's full.
Yeah, it's gonna be a cry. I mean, you know, joyful tears. You know, like Noel, like silver bells.
Born as a king of Israel, right? Mm-hmm. I know how that shit goes.
You know more than me. Hey, we'll be here all week.
Yeah.
Not too much longer.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, hopefully, we'll have an EP coming 2017.
Yeah.
Official music video in 2017.
Yep. We'll have the music video. We'll have the official EP. Lots of shows. We're going to be trying to book up a lot of shows. We kind of took it easy this last half of the year, last 2 months, 3 months, whatever. But we're going to be doing a lot of shows. We're going to do the one show in January, and then February we're going to load up. March we're going to load up. April and so on and so forth.
We got some things in our back pocket.
Meanwhile,
we'll be talking about
we're constantly writing and
trying to pull
some more influences from other places and make something that's actually interesting to play instead of what we've been doing.
It's been pretty terrible so far. So.
Well, I mean, Nothing Golden was actually the first song we actually all wrote together.
Yeah.
Because everything else, I joined the band, and then Jeremy soon after joined the band, but I joined the band so songs were already written. But Nothing Golden was the first song we all wrote collectively together.
Which was actually extremely cool, like how like all of that happened. It was just... pretty sure we were in between songs, and this asshole just was like playing something, and we were like, "Stop, let's work on that." And maybe two or three like practices like later, it was done, you know. So that was really cool.
Yeah,
I remember that because that was the night that you guys basically wrote that song, and I was too drunk to play.
Fireballs.
I sat pretty much where I'm sitting right now and just like, you guys just do your thing and I'm gonna...
Yeah, you were staring at us. You had like these wild eyes. You were like, I'll learn it next time.
I can't do this tonight.
But that was extremely cool. And we're like working on two right now. And they're coming along, you know, just like how like they can, you know. It seems at times that we try to, hurry them up or something like that. So it's just like you just got to slow it down and, you know, hopefully it, you know, like works out how it does. So.
Right on.
You know. This band seems to work pretty well together on songwriting. It's gone pretty well so far. No one's killed each other yet.
I haven't thrown anything at Dustin yet after.
No.
One thing that I really liked, I mean, the songwriting, yeah, I definitely love the songwriting that we do in this band. It's the only reason I haven't murdered everybody yet. But
that's usually one of the hardest parts.
Yeah.
That recording.
Yeah. But we all, like, have kind of different tastes in music. But we all have that area that we kind of, like, our circles kind of align and kind of cross over to each other. So we try to do covers. We try to do a cover you're not used to going to a show and hearing a band doing. So, you know, we've done some Thrice. We're working on maybe some Jimmy World right now, and
just keeping 2003 alive, man.
Yeah, we got some other things that we're trying to do, but we don't want to just sit and be a cover band or anything like that. We want to do some shows or play the shows and just kind of throw in some stuff that we know that people that would like our music would also really enjoy hearing kind of our take on it. So that's something else I really like. I like, you know, with us doing the covers at the shows, you know, we have, you know, outside doing the covers at the shows, we all have a pretty interesting
taste of music. Like, all of us have, like, go different ways. Like, Eric definitely goes more for, like, as far back as hair metal.
Like, straight prog.
Yeah, prog metal, but then back to, like, you know, arena metal. Like, that, and, you know, you got Dustin over here.
Nothing rocks quite like Doc.
I got you. Like, you have Burton, who's more of, like, the punk rock kid. And you got... these two actually are pretty similar with everything, but, you know, they...
Kevin's way more into metal than I am.
Yeah.
Like, metalcore.
Yeah. I'm just...
The drumming in metal is sweet.
I'm just doing everything I can to try to make my voice sound like, you know, Chino Moreno and Daryl Palumbo simultaneously.
What'd you say, Eric, was it last practice? I was doing something. I said, I'm trying to make it not so...
not like Iron Maiden.
Not so Iron Maiden. Just that there is nothing. Don't do it. Let the Iron Maiden happen. Let the Iron out. Which is also, you know, like, really, like, neat because, I mean...
Put them in the iron.
I think...
excellent.
Execute.
Aren't you the youngest one, Kevin?
Yeah. So, I've never really, like, played with anyone, like, that much younger than me before. I was always the, like, young one, like, you have to, like, it was just always intimidating, I guess, you know, and I think it's really cool. I don't want to sit here and hop on your dick, you fucking gobble master. It's just overall been really really awesome to like not feel as if like someone here is like less than someone else, or that anyone like feels that they're not like worthy of like being here. You know, like everyone like wants to play.
I'm pretty sure we just talked.
They pretty much do like what they want to do. You know, and like no one says shit. You know, on it. Everyone like plays like what they like want to play, and if it doesn't work, like no one gets angry about it. You know, we like work around it. It's awesome.
No, I've learned to internalize my anger.
It's healthy.
There's just a tumor growing in my brain. It's going to collapse one day and just die. So.
Right there. You're not going to die from that, Wiley. We've already discussed
this.
It's going to be a paper cut. It's going to be a fucking, like, bee sting.
That is key, though. I mean, like, nobody's got an ego that's, like, actually out of control. Like, you know, we talk a lot of shit, and we make a lot of jokes. Like, everybody's pretty well in check, and yeah, like you said, if something's not working, you know, there's never been a fight. Like, this has to sound this way because it has to, because that's the way I wrote it, and that's the way it's got to be. It's just not like that. It's actually nice to be in an environment like that, and you know, it'd be fun every time I come to practice. You know,
right? Well, you gotta try everything once. I mean, you know, like anal, you know.
You need to talk to my wife.
Oh, I'll talk to her. Hey, guess what, Eric? She will do it.
I mean, Mrs. Eric, I need to talk to you.
Mrs. Eric. I'm Mrs. Eric at Pops. She was lovely. I was very intimidated by your wife. I was half-ass drunk, though, too. I don't even know what the fuck I said to her. Hi, Eric's wife.
We just encourage anybody that's going to come like to our shows, just to be ready to have fucking fun. Don't try to like. I want people to stop putting bands like local bands on pedestals, because there's a couple local bands. I'm not going to go any further with where my thoughts are going right then and there. But I kind of want people to stop putting bands on pedestals. When you go to a local show, have fun. Who gives a shit who you're there to see? There's a band up on stage that for some reason they feel that they should be up there, so you should give them the opportunity to bleed, let it out, and enjoy what they're trying to offer. So if you're going to come to one of our shows, get ready to just try to have fun. I'm going to say some really stupid shit on stage. I'm going to touch everybody's dick on stage. It's going to happen.
There's a great possibility Burton will wear a Cubs shirt and the whole crowd will flip him off.
Yeah, that's something that we do, because Burton's a piece of shit Cubs fan.
World Series, baby.
19 off.
About time.
Thank God, you know.
About time.
But, you know, like, we just try to have a whole lot of fun, except, like, we're not really having fun when we're making fun of Burton. Like, we really mean that. If anybody doesn't know, Burton stutters, and it's pretty much the thing that gets me through my day, because I just think of things that he stutters on, and it just cheers me up.
I think I've been doing well.
Yeah, you're doing great. But what's great is he works for Sprint, and that's probably the hardest word for him to say.
SPs are just such a fucking ass, man.
Say sprint.
Sprint.
You got it! Ah! It's a good day!
if he was always on a podcast, he'd talk.
No, I've been drinking since like 7.
I've been trying to, because like Burton stutter, like he has a, I don't know if you know this, but he does have like a crippling stutter.
It's
like,
really bad.
But his crutch word is fuck.
And his crutch word is fuck. He's just like, he works around people. Like, and he's just like, thank you for calling
Sprint.
It's like,
no, you can't do that. But I can. Yeah. I'm on my fifth year in May, so.
But back in the day, like, it was like, Burton was a singer in a band a long time ago, screamer, singer in a band. I was like, dude, you didn't stutter one fucking time when you're doing that. Why don't you just sing everything to people?
All right.
So, like, the last 10 years of my life, I've been trying to convince Jeremy Burton over here to just sing to people so he never stutters. Yeah, I know. It was weird. Windows boss mode.
I was about to say, that was boss mode. I literally had to think about Burton who the hell you were talking
about. Yeah, who the fuck's Jeremy?
Oh, yeah.
But Burton over here, yeah, like, I just want to sing everything. Like, hey, guys, are you ready for a good band practice? Because I am.
I like a verse.
Fucking work suck today. I want to fuck my girlfriend hard tonight. Like, you know, just.
But no, I'm just.
I just like a verse.
Hanging out over there.
Shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, anyway, it was fun making fun of him. I like that.
Long story short, January 6th, we don't have a music video yet. 2 songs.
Heavy Anchor, yay.
Heavy Anchor, January 6th is going to be awesome. And then we got some really cool stuff coming up in March, April, May, for sure, too. After probably we finish this up, we're actually going to be doing a press video, a promo video. So that's going to be in order to get us some pretty cool stuff that's coming up in March, April, May.
Yeah. The new stuff that we're about to drop in the studio is going to be really cool. The beats are sick.
Yeah.
Bars for days.
It's basically just my latest mixtape.
We've got bars for days.
All right. Come out January 6th, the Heavy Anchor. Come see these guys. $5 will get you in. 21 and up. See For the City with Inner Outlines. And to be Slayer. Announced, and probably Slayer,
Goo Goo Dolls,
and Goo Goo Dolls are gonna play Iris, and everybody's gonna.
That's it. That's all they're gonna play.
And Bert and I are gonna drop our panties
again, like how we did at the theater.
We're actually gonna have.
Oh wait, it's not called that anymore. My bad.
Shut up.
So old.
We're actually gonna have ICP covering Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah. So anybody that wants to come out, just come.
Just come and then come to the show.
Please Google Vore porn.
we play better shows than we give interviews. So. Yeah.
I think both are pretty fucking terrible, but hey, people keep tuning in. Well, number one, he obviously didn't listen to us on The Point, or else he would have never done this. Number two, people keep coming to our shows.
Well, I gotta say, like one thing, I was. When were we in a band like with each other? That was a long time ago, wasn't it? That was right now. SMS.
Yeah.
He told me that he's sick and tired of all of these like bands like so freaking uptight and just whatever. And I think we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, we don't like doing things the old way. We like being.
We don't load it.
I mean, we like taking our pants off, rubbing our dick on the wall, and making sure that we leave our mark.
Metallica never did that.
Right.
Goddamn right they did.
It's too stocked.
Don't laugh, Kevin.
Dumb.
Stocked my
Kevin, ass. You're what the French call less incompetent.
You're such a disease.
I'm sad.
You're what the French call Kevin.
Like him all. He's all right. Not.
Alright, stick around. I'll throw in some tunes. Again, you can grab those on your all your digital platforms that you want. And keep an eye out, 2017, For the City. New music, new video.
New everything.
Yeah.
New singer. Midnight Football!
Out.
Yeah!
Football!
You just got son.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.